just some fan belief that since the game doesn't mean a lot, that it'd be good for Jake to get some experience. Can you just explain from your perspective why it's important for you to play in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the quarterback here. You know, this is what I work hard for. I work hard for opportunities to go out there and play on Sundays. I don't care, you know, what the situation is. You know, you get your body ready, you get your mind ready to go out there and play, you go out there and play. And, you know, I think, you know, to think otherwise is, you know, not real smart.
The other side of it, you know, the last, you know, two of the last 3 years, this game is for the division title. And, you know, just really a big, big game. How different is that not to have anything at stake in that regard?
You know, I think it's the football pads are on. It's Sunday. There's a lot at stake. You know, every time we go out there and play, it's whatever you put on tape is who you are as a player and who you are as a team. And you know, it's another opportunity for us to go out there and play and get a win. You know, there's a chance to have a winning record. There's a chance to be 5-1 in our division. You know, some opportunities to go out there and do some things that, you know, before the season you wanted to do.
I don't know. What goes through your head when you see or hear of players now, you know, top quarterbacks coming out of the draft that want to pick their team? You know, they don't want to go to some situations, I guess.
You know, I haven't heard it from anybody's mouth, so I can't really comment on it being real or not real. I just know that it's an honor to play in this league. It's a privilege to play in this league, in my opinion. And wherever you, you know, you get picked, whatever situation you're stepping into, you got to make the best of it. You got to put your head down and go to work. Some are, you know, in different places than others, and you just go out there and attack every situation. You know, we don't get to pick and choose a whole lot of things in this profession, in this life. So you just go out there and work with what you're, you know, with what you're given.
You were widely considered to be the number one pick when you were leaving school. Did you ever consider, you know, trying to dictate where you went?
Not once.
You know, the Lions were in a similar situation then to what the Browns are now. The Browns are a team that's, you know, sort of dealing with this. Why did you want to accept that challenge to, you know, uplift the franchise?
I think just kind of, you know, the point I just made, you know, it's an honor to be picked in this league, especially at that position. Number one, I mean, it's something you dream about as a kid. If you're going to go into the draft, you might as well try and get picked first. You know, means you're doing something right. You know, and sometimes those teams need a lot of help. Sometimes they don't, you know, it's, you just never know, but, you know, it was important to me to, you know, to understand the privilege and the honor it is to be selected and go out there and make the best of any situation.
What do you think you've grown the most this season as a quarterback?
You know, I think probably after next week, I'll do kind of a sit down and look at all the plays and, you know, all the, throws, run checks, all that kind of stuff and have a better idea of it. You know, I know with experience I've grown as a player. I feel like I've, you know, done a decent job of managing games. I still have another one to go manage and go play and get us in and out of the right plays and all that kind of stuff. So there's always room for improvement. I'm always looking to grow. I don't feel like I've, you know, got it all figured out. Nobody does. You know, you got to go out there and improve yourself every week. So I take it as a challenge every week, and this one will be the same.
Going to quarterback coaching, private quarterback coaching in the summer, what do you feel like worked from doing that now that you've played almost a full season and kind of been able to go through a lot of that? Do you see the benefit of it?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a lot of that, you know, time spent out there too wasn't all physical. You know, there's a lot of it that has to go with on, you know, goes on with the process, stuff you guys don't see, stuff warming up, you know, thoughts on this, thoughts on that, whatever it is. And I think, you know, it's definitely opened my eyes to some things. Some of it I, you know, took and ran with it, and so other things don't work for me. So you just got to kind of pick and choose and go from there. But once you start playing football, man, you got to go out there and play. And you know, I'm just doing everything I can trying to help our team win. That's what I'm worried about, not worried about, you know, what happened last offseason.
Part of it, the way you stretch now before games with your arms out and moving your fingers, was that part of it too, or did you do that?
Yeah.
That was. What change does that?
Just a way to warm up, different way to warm up.
We hear quarterback gets too much credit, gets too much blame. Just from your perspective, how much onus do you feel for the success and failures of this team?
A bunch. You know, I mean, my job's to help this team win, and whatever fashion that is, whether it's throwing it 50 times or handing it off 50 times, doesn't matter. You know, it's a team football game, you know, a team game football is, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm the leader on the leader of the team. Got to go out there and try and help our guys win. And didn't do it enough this year, obviously. But a chance to go do it again on Sunday with this group of guys will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, even with the game left to play, what is that feeling of elimination like?
Yeah, you know, you put a lot of hard work into it. You know, and I think from my vantage point, it's just a lot of, you know, responsibility too. You know, our coaches put in a ton of tough hours, a ton of work to get us in position to go succeed. Guys on our team put in a ton of hours in the training room, in the weight room, starting in April to get their bodies ready and their minds ready to go out there and play. You know, to not have a chance to play a little extra football at the end of the season is not a good feeling. You know, and it kind of makes you reflect and look back, you know, on, you know, all the work that you've done, and not have the opportunity to get into the playoffs is, you know, obviously not fun.
You guys have finished with 8 or 9 wins. How close do you think you are to getting over that hump, winning a division or doing some of those things?
I honestly think every year is so different. You look around the league, I mean, teams that were great teams last year are struggling to make the playoffs are struggling this year, and teams that were you know, not on anybody's radar screen or jumping off and are top seeds. You know, it's every year is different. And I bet you some of those teams that, you know, were, you know, not in a great spot last year probably thought they were a ways away. And you look and they're right at the cusp. And other teams that were sitting pretty last year going, man, we just tee it up again. Maybe get to add a couple pieces. We'll be right where we want to be. And they're not where they want to be. So it's, you got to go prove yourself every game. I know you guys hate hearing it. You hate writing about it and all that stuff, but it's the truth. You got to go out there. Every season is different. Every game is different. You got to go out there and prove yourself. And you know, it's every year is totally different.
Bob's going to have a decision to make on Jim's future. You're the most important player in this franchise right now. What would you tell him about the decision that lies ahead? Jim?
You know, I don't think I'm telling him anything. If he asked my opinion, I would tell him. You know, that I appreciate everything Coach Caldwell does. I think he's a really good leader of men. I think he does a great job in our locker room. You know, help getting us ready to go play football, and the rest is up to the players to go out there and make plays and win games. So, you know, as far as any, you know, major details or anything like that, I keep that between, you know, Bob and myself. But, you know, I think he understands what kind of guy Coach Caldwell is too. I mean, he's been around long enough. He understands, you know, what he's all about.
Beyond the coaching situation, how proactive are you with the front office with the responsibility you feel for this team, and just sharing your opinions of what you feel the roster, specifically the offense, needs to take another step?
You know, I'm not crazy proactive. I'm definitely available. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of the approach. I think that's the appropriate approach for a player. It's not my profession to know what guy and what other team or in college runs a 40, you know, it's not what I'm, you know, it's not what I spend my time on. But I'm definitely available, and, you know, dialogue has happened throughout the years, will probably continue to happen. Whether or not my opinion is taken seriously is not up to me. I just go out there and play ball. And if they ask me something, they ask me something.
I think you were talking before about, you know, how some teams look really bad one year and then play well and vice versa. This team seems to always be in that 7-9 to 9-7 middle for a long time. How do you kind of break past that?
I think you just got to win more games. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a simple fact. You know, I think that's the name of the game in this business. Nobody cares how you do it. You know, some teams are playing great defense and running the ball. Other teams are lighting it up on offense and turning it over on defense, whatever it is. You know, there's no single recipe to win football games. You just got to do it a whole lot more often than you don't.
Last year at this time, you were asking about a lot of the fourth quarter comeback wins. This year, you guys only did that once. That was back in week 1. What do you think has been kind of missing in those last couple drives of the fourth quarter?
Yeah, you know, we just haven't executed as well as we need to. You know, last week was an opportunity, really kind of twice late in the game to get it done, and we didn't. You know, tough to put your finger on one thing. You know, some of those games we've had the lead in the fourth quarter, which is a good thing. It's nice not being down in every fourth quarter like we were last year. But you surely, you know, had our opportunities. I mean, we were, you know, 6-7 inches away from, you know, an Atlanta comeback and pretty close in a, you know, in some others. And that's just the name of the game. Got to make those plays to help win those games.
That's one thing about Eric Ebron. Just the last 5, 6, 8 games, he's sort of been what a lot of people envision for him, really, in his career. How has he developed and become, you know, a player that you trust and rely on?
Oh, he's done a nice job. You know, he's winning on routes kind of all over the field, you know, down the field, underneath, doing a nice job on third down. Just got to continue growth, just like every player in this league. There's things to improve on. He knows that, but he's got some good confidence going, as he should right now. He's playing well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.